It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Pauly just laid a little nugget on us during the break involving the Padres and the long ball. So in that series, what was it, against the Astros, Padres hit 7 home runs the last 3 days.
Yeah.
The Astros had 5 runs total in the whole series.
Wow. Yeah, they showed that on the broadcast, 8th inning or something, and that score held. So yeah, 7 home runs in the series, 5 allowed runs total for Houston. The
Padres also setting a new franchise record for home runs at home at Petco Park this season, and blowing past it with 4 more yesterday and then 3 more games to add to that record. Now, remember early in the season when like Petco Park was surrendering so many home runs, but it was the other teams that were getting so many of them. That's changed completely. Now it's the Padres who seem to be getting the lion's shares of home runs, and the pitchers who had struggled earlier in the year with the home run ball, like Michael King, have found out a way to keep the ball in the yard much better in the second half of the season.
Yeah, you asked him about that when we sat down with him the other day in the dugout, you know, and he talked about it and you know, talked about getting ahead in counts. And, you know, 2-0, they know what I have to throw and I know what I have to throw. And you close your eyes and pray they don't hit it out of the yard. And at the beginning part of the season, they did.
So the total goes up quickly when you hit 3 in the span of 3 at-bats, something the Padres had not done since 1997, when Ricky Henderson, Kilvio Varas, and Chris Gomez hit back-to-back-to-back home runs.
That was the order?
That was the order. I remember listening in my car that day. I was in college, senior year of college, on opening day, April 1st. I was also at the game. I think it was the home opener in the 80s. I want to say 1986 or 7, when Tony Gwynn, Marvell Wynn, and John Kruk went back-to-back-to-back to start the game.
Hell yeah.
And that was really cool as well.
That's cool. Back-to-back-to-back was just, it was insane.
It was.
I was on the toilet. On the true
story.
Were
you?
Yep.
Well, you'll never forget where you were.
Watching on my phone.
So we have collected all the calls.
Couldn't get up after the first one. Just
Paulie's got our audio montage here. Let's start with Jesse again. Such a great radio call here on 97.3, the Fan, of Fernando Tatis Jr., Manny Machado, and Donovan Solano.
Here's Fernando.
Oh, that was Don. I know
Tatis
that was Don.
Tatis swings at the first pitch. He hits one on a rope. Out to left center. It's going to go. Almost the exact same spot as Manny's. Machado a homer on the first pitch in the 6th. And now Tatis a homer the first pitch of the 8th. And it's 2-0. 3-2 to Machado. Manny swings, hits it in the air to left field and deep. Alvarez is back. He's looking up. It's going to go. Anything you can do, I can do better. Machado with his 2nd of the day. He and Fernando go back to back. Now Solano steps into one, sends it to deep left. Alvarez is back. He leaps up. It's going to go. Back to back to back. The Padres have teed off on Caleb Ort here in the 8th inning, and it's 4-0.
That was a rough day for Caleb Ort. Only 3 batters that he faced. Coming in after Valdez? Yeah,
just get out there and, you know, keep him here.
Yeah, keep it at one run deficit. Give us a chance to win it here in the 9th. No. All right, let's go to the television call, Padres.tv. Don Orsillo and Tony Gwynn Jr.
Here's Fernando to left field, struck pretty well. That is back, and that is gone. Fernando Tatis Jr. connects on his 19th of the year. 2nd solo shot of the day for San Diego. Padres take a 2-0 lead. Fly ball, deep left field. Back goes Alvarez. That's gone. 2nd time today, Manny Machado has left the building. That's 29 of the year for Machado. That's 3-0 San Diego. They go back to back. First Nando. Now, man, oh man, oh man.
for 11 in the series. And he drives on a deep left field. Back goes Alvarez. Padres go back to back to back. Nando, Manny, and now Donnie Barrels. Donovan Solano. Back to back to back in San Diego.
Sounded like he was about to do the all down by way of the game.
Yeah, you know, he was so excited for Manny's home run. But he left a little in reserve, as a good broadcaster always does, in case something even better happens. And he took it up one more notch for Donovan Solano.
It was
great job.
It was incredible.
By the way, the Manny home run, when we were watching on TV on your toilet.
Yes.
You didn't think it was gone, did you?
No.
I didn't either.
Nope.
Tatis didn't think his was necessarily gone. He hit it, thought for a second, and then he started sprinting.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, this may not be high enough, and he started sprinting. It went out. Manny knew his was gone, even though it looked like it was one of those little kind of butt-out slider swings.
Ass out, front foot, fly. Gone. I'm like, how?
How does he get that out?
That's good living, man. I mean, that's good living right now for him.
All right, that's some happiness. Let's move to some unhappiness. Paulie has found the Astros television calls of the back-to-back.
Lotto two up. And Tatis Jr. drills one to left field. This ball will be gone to left, just into the first row. That ball hit pretty well to left, sending Yordan back again. Manny has his second of the game. Back-to-back home runs against Caleb Ord out of the pen here in the eighth inning.
Speed, breaking balls. These guys all can get after it.
It's going to be possibly three in a row. Yordan back to the wall. Jumps, and that's gone. Caleb Ord stands on the mound with his hand and his glove on top of his head. Can't believe what he is witnessing today.
That little blummer there on the color commentary.
Tyler asks, how often will I be viewing from the bathroom now? A lot, actually. If we need a rally, I can pop in there. Remember last year it was Woodsy? Hey, it's Woodsy live from the crapper, but it was after
that
a
was
loss.
After a loss, yeah.
Which several crapper videos last year. This was a different story.
The rally roach and the rally throne.
Crapper Chronicles from Woodsy. Smoother in 24.
Now we move from English to our foreign language calls. By the way, if you want to call in for real or fake, you can do so right now. 833-288-0973. Let's start with Spanish. I believe it was Eduardo Ortega on the mic in the eighth inning, because I ran into Pedro Gutierrez, who does the other play-by-play for Spanish, and he goes, you guys always play Eddie's calls. You never get to my calls. And I go, well, they're usually walk-offs, and Eddie's usually on the mic in the ninth inning.
Yeah.
I mean, he wasn't offended, but he goes, I listen, and, you know, it's always fun to hear our calls on the radio. So, you know, they're listening, too. Here's Eduardo Ortega, Padres Spanish language broadcaster.
I'm going to give everybody 3 seconds, maybe turn your dials, turn your volume down just a little bit.
Más carrera, los dos pitchers de calidad, llega el relevo y al primer picheo, Tatis de línea. Astros gana San Diego por 2 carreras y ahora línea de Machado, levanta la bola por el left, otra vez va de multi home run, sí a la calle.
Ort está sorprendido ahí,
otra bomba por el izquierdo, los Padres van por 3 y los tienen. ¡Viva Colombia! ¡Back to back to back!
¡Come on!
Tatis, Machado, Solano, segundo, tercero y cuarto. Se abre el juego en la octava. 4-0 gana San Diego.
Chills, man. It's so good.
And I think that was actually Carlos Hernandez, who does the analysis at home, who did the
I love Carlos. One of the greatest guys you will ever meet.
Viva Colombia! Back to back to back! Tatis, Machado, Solanos!
Brilliant.
So nice. Now, I have no idea how crazy. I haven't heard these ones yet. From our Korean language friends, to wrap up all of our calls of our back-to-back-to-back home runs.
Martin 홈런, 매니 마차도
시즌 29호 포 스코어 3대0.
자, 샌디고 완전히 분위기를 가져오네요. 네. 마차도의 멀티 홈런이 나오면서 마차도도 이제 이 시즌 30호 홈런에 하나만 남겨둡니다.
그렇습니다.
네. 오호.
솔로로 때렸어요. 왼쪽 멀리 갑니다. 좌익수 뒤로 가요. 계속 가요. 탑장 근처. 넘어갔어요. 백투백 투백. 샌디에이고의 65선이 오늘 화려하게 터지고 있습니다. 스코어 4대0.
So apparently,
back
is the same in every language
universal.
At all.
Yeah. English,
back to back.
Spanish, and Korean.
Yeah, brilliant.
Back to back to back works. It's the universal language.
I love that.
Absolutely brilliant.
That was outstanding. Ooh. Everybody, well done.
Ooh, he was fired up.
All right. I'm fired up for a little game of real or fake. Let's get to it.
Some are here for the compelling sports talk with Ben and Woods.
Yeah, you can go plow through another donut.
It's time for Real or Fake on 97.3 The Fan. Tell the people what they'll win today.
First, let's see what the people are. It'll be Arnold. Arnold, you there?
Yes, I am.
All right, you are a contestant today on Real or Fake. What are you up to this morning?
I'm driving to work.
All right, that sounds good. Probably what a lot of people are doing on a Thursday morning. So you've got a chance here to qualify for a trip for two to Las Vegas, two-night stay at the Winter Encore, and two tickets to see Awakening, the thrilling spectacle at Wynn Las Vegas. Tickets are on sale now at awakening.com, and you don't even need to beat Woods at musical trivia. All you need to do is separate the real from the fake. Get 4 out of 7 right, and you will qualify. And it's interesting because we were just doing all those home run calls, and home runs are our theme today on Real or Fake. Remember last Sunday, Elliot Ramos became the first right-handed hitter to get a splashdown home run in McCovey Cove, which got me thinking. How many Padres have reached the water on the fly?
Ooh.
Beyond right field at Oracle Park? Today on Real or Fake, I have a list of the Padres players who have pulled off the feat. Splashdown home runs in San Francisco. You just have to separate the real from the fake. Arnold, are you ready to play?
Yes, I am.
All right, and you can ask Woods for help. Don't know if he is or will not help you, but you can always ask. All right, round one. Splashdown home runs by the Padres. Real or fake? Brian Giles. Real or fake?
Brian Giles. Woods, can
real.
You help me?
Real.
Okay, let's go for real.
Real, he says. Yeah, Jilly did it. 1 for 1. Very good. You are off to a good start here. All right, let's go to round two. Arnold, splashdown home run. Jake Cronenworth, real or fake?
Oh, geez. I'm going to go say fake.
Says fake. The answer is real. The most recent Padre to reach the water at Oracle Park. All right, we are 1 and 1 as we go to round number three. Let's try Yasmani Grandal. Real or fake?
Woods, I need some help.
Switch hitting catcher, meaning he would hit from the left side. Real.
Says real. Arnold, what do you say?
I'll go for real.
Yeah, yeah. Good pull hitter on the left side and got one into the water. All right, that's 2 right. You're doing very well. All right, let's go to round number 4. Ryan Klesko. Real or fake?
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, come on.
He's a lefty.
Oh, yeah.
Woods, I'm going to have to help you.
Prodigious power, yes, sir. Real.
Arnold, going
Arnold, you need your answer for just official purposes.
I'll say fake.
He says fake.
Oh, Arnold.
Woods is right on that one. He was the first. He was the first to do it soon after Oracle then.
That's why we need the listeners.
Pac Bell Park opened in the early 2000s. That's okay. You're still
right.
At 2-2.
You're fine.
You just need 2 out of the last 3, and you will win. All right, let's go with Chase Headley. Arnold, real or fake? Chase Headley.
I'll say fake. One of them has to be fake.
Well, he did it. He had some left-handed power, had some good seasons. Now the pressure is on. All right, you need to get these last two correct. Real or fake? Adrian Gonzalez. Real or fake, Arnold? And you need to get this one right.
Oh, gosh. Woods, what do you say?
I mean, why do you ask? You're just going to go against me anyway.
I'm just kidding.
I don't know.
Let's see. It's such an obvious real. Like, it sounds like it would be so real that I know Ben and his goofy ass. I'm going to say fake.
Arnold, what do you say?
All right, I'll go with words fake.
Smart man.
That's fake. No way.
Adrian never true, did true. It, which means we
wait,
go to
no,
round
no,
number
right.
seven.
You yeah, you're right. Okay, okay. Paul, hit the wrong buzzer.
Oh, hit the wrong buzzer.
All right, I got him. I got him.
Sorry, wrong buzzer. It was fake, but it was fake. He got it right. That's correct. We are 3-3 as we go to round number seven.
I'm so sorry.
For all the marbles.
Scared me to death.
Real or fake splashdown Padres home runs? Will Venable.
Oh, God.
Will Venable.
I will believe you again. You're right.
Oh, no.
It's a lot of pressure here.
Now, that one's okay. That, to play that game, that one sounds like it would be fake. Not a big home run guy. But I know Ben. Let's say he did it. Let's say real.
He says real. Arnold, are you going to go with Woods?
I have to. He's the man.
Yes! Oh, Arnold, you have won the game.
You're welcome, buddy.
You have qualified. Woo-hoo. By the way, that was all six Padres who have ever gone splashdown. Brian Giles, Jake Cronenworth, Yasmani Grandal, Ryan Klesko, Chase Headley, and Will Venable. The only six to do it in Padres history. And that's a win for Arnold. Stand the line, Arnold. Paul, we'll get your information during our break.
I'm telling you, man, walking that concourse last Friday, it is a poke out there. That ballpark, wind swirling around, it's cold, like, it's such, I mean, that'd be like a career highlight for me if I was a left-handed there, be like, yeah, I got it out of there. It's nuts. It's such a shot.
McCovey Cove Dave on the phone, I want that ball.
Yeah, not giving it back. You haven't earned it.
All right, we got Don't Do This coming up next. I'm sure you saw the video obtained by the LA Times.
Ooh, dude.
Of the Julio Urias domestic violence situation.
I can't believe it took this long to come out.
It has come out.
It's pretty upsetting.
And it's going to put his future certainly into question, if there ever was one. This isn't going to help him. So we'll talk about that and more right after this check of traffic. Be right back with more. Bennett Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Don't do this.
I got a little surprise for you.
Don't do this.
Listen, if I've said something bad, I mean, tell me I'm a bad boy. You know, just tell me I'm a bad boy.
Why? Just why?
I get the argument. You don't have to explain it to me. I'm not a moron.
Let me tell you why I am a dumbass.
It's time for Don't Do This.
Don't do this.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Little stop down, but let me ask you in the chat. Woods really doesn't like it when his banana has a little brown spot.
Oh, dude.
Some people don't care. I mean,
some people eat.
It's not
rotten. In my opinion,
it's not.
I know.
A little bit of a bruise, a little bit of brownness is not going to hurt you. It's fine. We all love perfect fruits and vegetables.
It's a texture thing.
He's eating his banana right now.
I'm trying to swallow it.
Complaining about his banana with his tiny little bruise on it.
A lot of banana noises happening right
now. You cut off the little bruises? Like if it's at the deep. Do you like slice it off just so it's not there anymore? Or do you just.
No, I just. In here, I just wolf it down.
Swallow it. Just get it down. All right. I will start Don't Do This today with the story. And it looks like the LA Times has been pursuing this. For quite some time, they finally obtained a 72-second recording from the California Highway Patrol of a witness who filmed former Dodgers pitcher Julio Urias and the incident that occurred outside the LAFC BMO Stadium on September 3rd of last year. And you see him, I think, emerging from the game, walking along a fence line with his wife, and he's obviously agitated. They are kind of in an argument, you know, she moves ahead. He chases up to her, kind of pushes her against the fence. And then you see him just reach back and at least try to throw a haymaker punch. Now, you can't really from the angle see whether he connects it all on the punch. But he certainly threw the punch like a serious haymaker of a punch. And that is what has led him to be suspended for the second time under the league's domestic violence policy. Has not been reinstated yet. They have not even announced his full punishment yet. It'll probably include the time missed this season. But now that this video is out, the LA Times columnist Dylan Hernandez asking the question, can he ever come back to Major League Baseball after this?
I mean, Marcell Ozuna is back and starring for the Atlanta Braves. And, I mean, we all saw that video. And I understand it. You know, in that case, I think there was it takes two to tango situation, but I don't think so, man. When it comes to domestic stuff like that,
Yeah, it's possible.
Yeah.
Should he? No.
Correct.
I mean, he will be allowed to. He will serve whatever the suspension is, and he will be eligible
Trevor
to be
Bauer's
signed again.
Allowed.
Yeah, Trevor Bauer's allowed to play baseball, but nobody has signed
him. But so a team has to then go and sign him and make that decision, that determination that they want this guy on their team. I don't know.
Correct. Yeah, somebody has to say, well, listen, I know it's been a couple of times, and we're, you know, third time's the charm. I don't think so. Now, you know, the Dodgers would take him today. They would take him today. I mean, they have nothing in their starting rotation. So again, I'm sure Dodger fans lamenting this even more because it's just brutal.
Dylan Hernandez writes, the footage is uncomfortable to watch. Urias is required to complete a domestic violence treatment program as part of his plea agreement, but the images and sounds of his controllable rage will be hard to shake. Professional sports are businesses, making the court of public opinion almost as important as the court of law. The video might not prevent Urias from finding another job in MLB, but it certainly won't help.
Who's the guy the Astros signed? Osuna? Remember that? The closer? That was just another gnarly video. They're like, yeah, we're fine with it. They won a World Series with them. I mean, it's dirty, dude. There's no question about it. But there's all these guys that have kind of, some of them get through. The NFL, pretty notorious for it as well. I mean, it's
the Ray Rice video. Oh, we all remember that
one. Well, he didn't play again, I don't think, after that. Did he?
I think he might have.
Did he? That was gnarly. Maybe he did. It's bad. I saw that yesterday. It made my stomach turn.
Wasn't he suspended like three games? I think he was only suspended like three games.
Roberto Osuna. That's right.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, my Lord. All right, now this is a little bit more lighthearted. But, It's a lot more lighthearted. But you know me, man. This time of year, I've been so calm all year. I really have. For me, I've been calm. My anxiety is spiking a little bit as the games get, you know, a little bit more important. And I don't want any big sudden movements, right? I don't want any big sudden movements. Let's not kick the hornet's nest, right, Ben? Like, You see a hornet's nest. You're like, oh, it's cool, a hornet's nest. You, last thing you want to do is walk up and kick it. I think Mike Pomerantz kicked it yesterday in the post game. You saw this too, didn't you?
I was watching, yeah, absolutely. I was kind of surprised.
I was visibly shaken when I saw it. So they put up a graphic on the screen. They're talking about, you know, Padres' next opponent, Chicago White Sox. Pom goes ham. He was like, this is a quote. He goes, you look up the word dumpster fire. You look up the word dumpster fire in the dictionary. Here's the Chicago White Sox, and I'm sitting there. I got my hands between my over my head. I got my head between my legs. And he's like, "I'm surprised we were even able to find a decent, halfway positive graphic about these guys." And I'm like, "Look, I get it. They're bad. They know they're bad. Everybody knows they're bad. But that doesn't mean they're not trying to win a ball game. That doesn't mean that they're not fully capable of winning a ball game. Garrett Crochet's on the mound, Benny, on Friday night. Garrett Crochet's no joke. He's no joke. And
they just won three in a row.
They did.
They did lose their last two to the Angels. So yep, they're at 117 losses. 120 is the record for most ever in a baseball season.
If I'm Palm, I'm like, oh man, I'm going to hide out this weekend. Because yeah, you just don't want to make any big sudden movements. Don't scare the bump close to the playoffs. Right? You agree.
I did. I was a little bit surprised. Knowing that Mike has played baseball and baseball players usually don't try to tempt fate like that, that surprised me a little.
Scare the bunny is probably a better way to describe it than kick a hornet's nest, because I don't know that the White Sox are a hornet's nest.
Now Paulie is getting in on the action. You look up hornet's nest in the dictionary.
So this is actually, I'm planning on one of our last topics today in our roundtable. How are you approaching this series against the White Sox?
Xanax.
Us personally as fans or the players, the team?
I think more as fans. Like, as fans, what do you say?
I'm glad it's on the weekend, dude.
If they don't win all three games, is it a disaster?
Yes.
What happens if they lose the series? It certainly could happen. Remember, the Padres got swept by the Angels. Lost the season series to the Rockies. I mean, they have not played well against poor teams this year. Now, they've done much better in the second half of the year.
I love Palm. I love him. He's got that good voice and deep pipes. Guy's a bit of a legend. But he scared me to death yesterday. You know, it's the post game, so I'm usually half paying attention anyway. And when I heard it, I was like, hey, easy, dude, easy. You trying to kill us here? And it made me very nervous.
Finally, a little doo-doo this.
DD mega doo-doo.
Might have seen the video yesterday. Really cool moment at the Padres game last night when the Padres and Fernando Tatis Jr. hosted 10-year-old Jackson through the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Jackson, who's battling leukemia, flew in from Coral Springs, Florida, just to meet Tatis prior to the game. As part of his visit, Jackson got a personalized Padres jersey, got to watch batting practice from the field, even got to throw Tatis the ball, caught it. It's very sweet, very emotional, and they tug on our heartstrings with the Make-A-Wish kids for sure. But to see how excited he was to meet Fernando, and Fernando is so good at that. He's really good with kids.
You know what, man? Him with the kids, Manny with the kids. Those dudes, I've seen them when no one's looking. Elite human beings as it pertains to making little kids' dreams come true. And I've seen it 1,000 times. Fernando's done it with my own son. So has Mandy. And those dudes will never forget it. Dylan Cease was so kind to my son the other day. And that stuff just goes... Bo will never forget it. You know, and this kid obviously will never forget it either. It makes my eyes well up with tears when I see these kids come out. They just want to meet him. Got to play catch, the whole thing. Like, just incredible. Just an incredible thing. Our, definite thoughts, prayers with that kid that he can get through this. So rad.
That is Don't and Do This for a Thursday.
That was Don't Do This with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
Now, you had a bonus Don't Do This. That I'll let you. Why don't you throw it in when we come back?
All right, I'll tease it.
And we're not even.
Adam thought he was off the hook, but he's not. He's lost this. Okay, again, what did I just say? It's the playoffs. Don't act any differently.
Is it extra sweet because this is against the Dodgers?
Don't make any big. Don't waver. Don't do anything different. He's starting to lose it a little bit.
He's not ready for October.
He's not ready.
I don't think he's built for October. Paulie,
he is not built for October, man. You guys saw the tweet?
That's usually like week five for his Falcons.
Ben?
Week six for
normally
the Bulldogs.
I just ignore it. But
Ben actually.
Dan and Shea when the Braves are in the World Series.
Ben actually threw up a thumbs down in like the thing, the button
no,
on the. On, oh, that was
I
you.
I did the face palm.
You did the face palm. That's right.
Emoji.
Which Ben doesn't use emojis. So.
And I usually use emojis, but I did this time.
Thought he was face palm. Off the hook. This guy. Come on, man. Just relax. Relax. Calm. Tranquilo. Okay.
Back next with Ben Woods, 97.3 The Fan. So this time of year, even the smallest of mistakes can be very costly.
I just don't want to make them. I don't want to be blamed for stuff. You know? We saw what can happen. Just, I hope nobody's in their beat lab right now.
You know? That's what's in.
Right. And I don't want it to be from me or Palm or Adam or anybody. You saw this tweet last night. I saw it and it broke my brain for a second when I saw it. I read it and I went, all right, just take a deep breath, walk outside the room, and then come back in and reread it. Maybe you missed something. 13 hours ago from 97.3 The Fan. It says, it's a graphic. Paulie, did you make that graphic?
No. It's had nothing to do with this.
It's
my hands are clean.
It's just a graphic with Dylan Cease. It says, Dylan Cease, 8 innings pitched, 2 hits, 0 earned runs, 0 walks, 5 Ks. Listen to Padres Baseball on 97.3 The Fan. And then it says, you can spell Cease without ace.
Not in English.
I said it again. I go, all right. You can spell Cease without ace. I think technically you're right. But it's almost saying like,
I mean, the letters A, C, and E do appear in the name Cease.
You can.
The first three letters are A, C, and E. You can't.
So he meant can't.
You yes. can't spell.
So he had a typo.
Cease.
You can't.
Without ace.
Okay. You already didn't like the idea.
I didn't like the idea.
But there was a typo.
But then there's a typo in it, which makes it worse. So you can spell. So that I was reading it going, you can.
It should be you can't spell cease without
you
ace.
You can spell cease. If you take out the E and the S in his last name, you get. Well, you get C-A-E. But if you jumble them, then you get A-C-E.
The letters are in there somewhere.
It's like tweeting, you can't eat fork, spoon. You can eat fork, spoon. Is when I read it, that's what I read. You can eat fork, spoon. And I went, what is happening? So I said, somebody's trying to be clever. But it was a typo that got me. You can't spell cease without ace. Hmm. He said, I don't know what you're talking about. And I said,
now he does.
I said, if you're here, come explain yourself. He said, holy S. I don't think he realized that he had the typo. So, I mean, again, it broke my brain. Everyone is tweeting, don't do this, don't do this, please stop. So I said, I'm changing the password tomorrow. I'm going to handle all social media duties moving forward, which, by the way, I'm sure he would love. And I did not commit to that. Paulie, erase that from the tapes. But, yeah, he gets very excited. He gets very excited, our boss, Adam. Doesn't he?
He does.
And in playoff time? Oh, my God.
Oh, we've heard
it.
Oh,
my God.
We know what it sounds like.
We've heard it.
Is it extra sweet because this is against the Dodgers?
A little overly excited during playoff time.
Is he going to be down there again in the clubhouse? I submit.
Probably.
I submit no.
You want? You...
I would like to do it.
Oh, really?
Wouldn't you?
Yeah,
I
would like you
time.
To do it.
You'd like me to
I've
do it.
I've done it before.
You have?
Yeah. Right. It was
I've
Adam
done it
and Scraby last time. I think it only makes sense it's me and Woods this time.
Oh, what about Ben?
He's going to be there. He's got Channel 10 credentials, right?
I will be there. I'm not. So now, oftentimes, I am like on the air and can't actually be in the locker
room.
Wait,
don't you want that shot for Channel 10 of in the locker room?
I don't think you can go live in the locker room. That's why we're set up outside with a truck and
not
stuff.
Not with video.
Yeah.
Audio,
with video.
You can.
Yeah.
All right. Let's break it down. Here's what's going to happen. If Adam does it again this year.
Oh.
You know what's going to happen.
I do. I know
he's
what's
gonna he's going to try to get content. I thought you guys would like it. I'm here with Joe Musgrove. Joe, is it extra sweet because it was against the Diamondbacks?
Yes.
He's going to try to repeat
it. He's going to try to.
We can't have that.
when I started doing our buddy Chris Foster's voice on the radio, like, hey, he didn't really talk like that.
No, he's talks like a normal guy from NCAA.
I mean, he talks fast. So he's got, but when I hear it, I hear a little country twang. So I've amped it up for the radio. Then he would call here and leave voicemails. Hey, y'all, it's your old pal Foster. And I'm like, now you're doing the joke that I made. So now it's no good. Can't do it anymore. So now Adam will go in and he'll fully be like, is it extra sweet? Screaming. I'm like, bro, relax. What are you screaming at me for? So I do wonder if we need to just pull it from him.
I think it's a smart move.
Then that means I have to be down there and do it and all that, which is cool. You'd love it. I think I would.
You'd get some good content.
All right. Well, I'll volunteer if need be. I just hope we get there. Like I said, I don't want to jinx it at all. But yeah, I guess he didn't realize he left out the apostrophe T, which
you can spell Manny without yam, but you can't. So.
You can eat fork spoon.
He's going to kill us.
He's going to murder us. He's not even responding right now to the text. Yeah, let's get there first, as Dave says. Let's not put the cart before the horse and all that. So we're good.
Well, and to get there, fortunately, the Padres don't need to rely on help because they're not getting much. In fact, almost none yesterday. We'll discuss that right after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. So my question is it too much to ask for the Colorado Rockies to sweep the Arizona Diamondbacks? And the answer was yes, that was too much to ask for. Corbin Carroll hit two home runs in the first two innings. Diamondbacks won yesterday 9-4. That keeps them 2.5 games behind the Padres in the wild card standings. Mets got a 9-run fourth inning. They destroyed the Nationals 10-0. Braves, it was close for a while, but Marcell Ozuna hit his 38th to break a tie in the seventh inning. They beat the Reds 7-1. So every wild card contender won yesterday. But as long as the Padres take care of their own business like they did, that's okay. You're getting closer to the end of the season. The calendar is the Padres' ally at this point. And the less days remaining, the better it is for them, the worse it is for the other teams in the race. So ultimately, it was a good day for the Padres. The only thing they didn't get to do was shave off any of the distance between them and the Dodgers in the NL West. Dodgers beat the Marlins 8-4. Got five shutout innings from Landon Knack. Shohei Ohtani stole his 49th base. So that lead remains 3.5. And we talked about it yesterday, why catching the Dodgers is not necessarily something you should count on. Even if they swept the Dodgers in LA, you'd still need a little more help the rest of the way because the Dodgers are going to play six against the Rockies or seven against the Rockies outside of their three against the Padres. So they're going to need Colorado to do well. What they did to Arizona, they took 2 out of 3. They'll need some help from the Rockies to shave that deficit a little bit more, and they're going to have to take care of business against the Dodgers next week in Los Angeles.
Yeah, but again, listen, we win our ball games and let the other chips fall where they may. You know, it's a big series coming up this weekend in that a couple of things are paramount to me. You want to win. I mean, I'd say obviously 2 out of 3. You have to. There's no reason to lose a series to the Chicago White Sox. And nor it won't be devastating, Ben. You don't run the risk of really missing the playoffs if that happens. You really don't. I'm not worried about that in the slightest. It's more of a just keep playing hard regardless of opponent. We've seen them stumble a little bit against inferior opponents, at least record wise. But I'll tell you guys again, you guys know this. Baseball players are a proud, proud bunch, and no one wants to be part of history for being on the worst team of all time. Nobody. Even if you miss it by, if you dodge it by one, still weren't the worst team of all time. It has been an excruciating season for those guys. They're going to be playing hard. They're not great, but they're going to be playing hard. They're going to be playing for a lot of pride.
If you want to catch the Dodgers, you got to win all three of these
Correct.
Games.
Correct.
That's my take. I mean, mathematically, that's not true, but I think in reality, if you want a chance to catch the Dodgers, you got to win the next three against the White Sox.
Yeah, if you want to catch them,
and then hopefully the Dodgers do drop at least one game before that series, and you can go, you know, two back because they're playing four. So if they dropped one and you won all three, you would go in actually three back against the Dodgers. So that would give you a chance
still need
to
help.
That would give you a chance to sweep them, tie them, and you'd have the tiebreaker.
Oh yeah, you get the tiebreaker.
And then you just have to match them the last three games against the Arizona Diamondbacks, and they're playing the Rockies again.
Yep.
But you just have to match them those last three games. So you'd have a legit shot over those last three.
Yep.
That's why I think it pretty much requires sweeping the Chicago White Sox if you want to catch him.
Got to win on Friday. Got to beat Garrett Crochet. And as they mentioned in the chat, he is on a pitch count. You know, they're keeping him. He's about four-inning guy right now. Okay, no problem. I mean, their bullpen's not good. Their defense is good. Their hitting's not good. But you still have to win that ball game.
You got to keep Andrew Benintendi from continuing what's been a very hot streak for him recently.
Well, and really, again, for me, it's and Schilt talked about this yesterday. He's like, I get what you're saying about the atmosphere and this and that and the playoff atmosphere. He said, but we just have to play our game. If we play our game, we can beat anyone. And I know it's kind of a tired adage in sports, but I think it's absolutely the right mindset. You don't do anything goofy. Don't kick the ball around, et cetera, et cetera. Go play your game and you should beat the White Sox, really. So, yeah, we'll see what happens.
I mean, there's a reason they've lost 117 games.
Yep.
They don't do anything well.
They don't do anything really
particularly
well.
The Padres do everything pretty well.
Yep.
But it's still baseball. And like you said, you run into Garrett Crochet and he's on his game. You may find yourself in a close one. And if that, you know, you're in a close one, hey, one play here or there, you can end up losing a close game.
Yep. Come on in. Come on in. We got some time here. You can spell, what is it?
A. You can spell cease without ace.
Hi, Adam. Good morning.
Hi.
You didn't know what we were talking about.
I didn't realize I had the typo.
You ever heard of proofreading?
No, he gets too excited and just press send.
You're excitable.
Do you want to know what's going on?
Yes, tell me what's going on.
So I had the graphic ready because, you know, normally the starting pitcher goes six, maybe seven innings. Thought it was a pretty little quippy little line to have if I had written it correctly.
I mean,
and then he only had what, like 83 pitches through seven. So I'm like, well, I can't send that yet. He might be coming back out. He comes back out. Oh, well, he might be coming. So I had like take it down, and then Manny hits a second.
What do you mean take it down? You had it ready to post.
Yeah, I had it ready to post in case he was out of the game. And then Manny hits a second home run. I'm like, well, I'm going to make a little graphic for Manny hitting two home runs. So now I got to go put that together. Then Cease comes back out for the ninth. I'm like, well, looks like he's going to have a complete game, so I got to make a different graphic for the final score of everything. So I'm like, I'm taking everything, I'm going down, up, and then...
What if I told you?
I posted a bunch of stuff all together.
What if I told you?
What if I told you?
What if I told you just wait to see how it ends, and then just do it? It feels like you're wasting a lot of time for every potential thing that could happen. Wait till it's over, make one graphic, and then send it out. Am I insane?
Social media is that if you wait 5 minutes,
you're
it's no longer relevant.
It's
some urgency.
There's not. There's really not. Hey, look at me. They know what happened. They watched the game. They know what happened. I think they just won.
But people will click that heart button, and it'll give Adam some validation. He loves to see that.
The dopamine he gets from
engagement, man. Sweet, sweet engagement.
You know what we made off that, by the way? $0.00. Not one nickel. You put yourself through all that torture for not one red cent.
There was a payoff.
What was the payoff?
Great segment.
Great content. Yeah, there you go.
I get to be the butt of a joke.
The butt of a joke? Yeah, yeah.
Now, I tend to take Adam's side a little more than you do. However, I will say...
Not everything.
Shocker.
Don't go into the post-game clubhouse in the playoffs and scream, is it extra sweet at every single
You
got to
get a new bit.
I will.
You have to get a new bit.
You can't do that.
That wasn't a bit.
That was a bit.
I won't be doing anything like that, trust me.
All right.
But I don't need to go in because you're going in, right?
I'll go
in. Are you okay with that?
Social media responsibilities. You're going
to just wants to be in there collecting the sound.
Did you get any audio ones? I'm like,
no.
What'd you do? I was spraying champagne. I was having a good time.
Hammered.
I got hammered.
I have an arm around Manny.
Yeah. Woo! We did it. Bro,
stole
Blood
dollar.
Blood thinks he's on the team.
We did it.
We did it! I'm so sore. Hey, it was
settle down.
Just settle down. Just relax a little bit. Have you tried marijuana, maybe?
No,
a little indica?
I know a guy.
Got my kids running around like crazy.
I get it.
You know?
I get it.
Just trying to serve our audience.
I love you.
2 hours down, three to go, including a roundtable. Back with more Ben and Woods next year on 97.3 The Fan.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.